President-elect Joe Biden and his wife, Jill, will be getting their first dose of the coronavirus vaccine on Monday. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and her husband will receive their doses the week after next. The announcement from the Biden campaign came hours after Vice President Mike Pence, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell became the highest-ranking government officials to receive their first doses of a vaccine that could eventually put an end to the raging coronavirus pandemic. Incoming White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters that Biden would be receiving the shot in public, as Pence did today. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Anthony Fauci was on hand for the vaccination of Pence and Surgeon General Jerome Adams.
This important symbolic vaccination of the Vice President of the United States and the Surgeon General of the United States, which is something we want to be symbolic, to tell the rest of the country the time is now to step to the plate and when your time comes to get vaccinated. And we all hope, and I think this is doable, that by the time we get to several months into this year, we will have enough people protected that we can start thinking seriously about the return to normality. And that's up to all of us to step forward and get vaccinated.
Fauci said he'll get his vaccine in a few days. The public vaccinations came as confirmed U.S. COVID-19 deaths topped 312,000, with more than 17 million reported infections. Vice President Pence says that there will be 20 million vaccines available before the end of December from Pfizer and Moderna combined. He called the speedy development a medical miracle and insisted no corners were cut.
The average vaccine, I'm told by our experts, usually takes between 8 and 12 years to develop and then manufacture and distribute. But we're on track here in the United States to administer millions of doses to the American people in less than 1 year. It is a miracle indeed. And I also believe that history will record that this week was the beginning of the end of the coronavirus pandemic. But with cases rising across the country, with hospitalizations rising across the country, we have a ways to go. But vigilance and the vaccine is our way through.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams, who is Black, expressed his gratitude to the many people of color who were involved in the development, review, and testing of the vaccine, particularly Dr. Corbin at the National Institutes of Health, an African-American female who was a critical contributor to the development of the vaccine. Adams acknowledged mistrust concerning the vaccine, especially among Black people and other people of color.
It would truly be the greatest tragedy of all if disparities in COVID outcomes actually worsened because the people who could most benefit from this vaccine can't get it or won't take it. Working to combat mistrust and misinformation will be critical if we are to ensure the equitable protection of all Americans against COVID-19. Lack of trust, especially in communities of color, is not without good reason. The shameful Tuskegee experiments occurred within many of our lifetimes. To truly promote confidence in these vaccines, we must start by acknowledging this history of mistreatment and exploitation of minorities by the medical community and the government.
During the event, Pence did not respond to shouted questions about why President Trump was not headlining a similar public vaccination event. Reporting for KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Aaliyah Haas-Blindman.